Keith, yesterday, as you and I have waded through the headlines for the last, I don't know how many years, and boy, they want to take us, bottle us up, and shut us up.
Yep.
They want to put the genie in the bottle, but they never want to rub the lamp.
Yeah, that's okay? Exactly right.
Well, let me tell you what. In the scriptures it says, in this world, you will have
trouble.
Period. But I have overcome the world. Listen to this morning.
That's good.
This is coming from our friends at First Liberty.
All right.
Now, first of all, you and I have had options on. We talk about the pro-life movement.
Yep.
What happens at an options pregnancy center throughout the United States?
Well, people are helped, and ultrasounds are done, and women change their mind, keep their babies.
They do what?
They change their mind.
And what?
And keep their babies.
Oh, you mean they don't? They don't.
No, they don't.
In the words of Donald Wyman, remember this when I got aggravated when he said murder?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's harsh. It sounds harsh.
But that's what it is.
Keep going.
Yeah. And then there are folks that talk or want to talk to them, the young ladies, as they get there. And sometimes they have an opportunity to share Jesus with them and give them an alternative. And that alternative is what we pray for.
And Keith, you've seen it.
Yep.
We have seen on the screens at our own options banquet in the almost 28 years or 30 they've been here, of young ladies holding that baby and the man. Listen to this.
Yep.
Today, which was yesterday, it's pretty current.
Right.
Today, First Liberty Institute and the law firm Cooper & Kirk, PPLSC, filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of Wendy Faustin, a pro-life advocate and sidewalk counselor. Now, where is this going? Okay? So let's keep reading.
Okay.
In the United States District Court of Colorado, claiming that state and local restrictions on engaging in speech outside of an abortion center violates the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. From First Liberty, Roger Byron. Welcome, Roger. How are you this
morning?
Hey,
Roger. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're great.
We're doggone good. When in the world are these things going to stop, Roger?
Well, hopefully this one will stop fairly soon if we're successful with this lawsuit. You know, it's basic free speech 101 that the government can't target a private citizen from sharing their views in public because of the content of that person's message or the viewpoint that person shares. I mean, that's... For the government to do that would be blatantly unconstitutional.
So what's happened in this?
The whole,
go ahead.
See, the whole point of the First Amendment is that the government can't squash or punish messages or the people that share those messages if the government doesn't like those messages. If it's able to do that, then free speech is gone, effectively.
Well, I will tell you, we're sure seeing a lot of messages that don't line up with what we think that seem to be voiced. But guess what, Keith? Mm. We've got Wendy with us today. Wendy,
really?
Am I pronouncing Faustin right?
It's actually pronounced Faustin.
Faustin.
But thank you.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you what I'll
thank
do.
You,
I'll
Wendy.
Just change mine. And since I'm an old football announcer, I'm going to change it to Boston at the top.
There you go.
Okay?
So you can
with the Boston. S. Yeah. So, Wendy, welcome to Branson via the telephone lines. Thank you all for your early rise this morning. We appreciate that. It's such a great, great topic.
Thank you.
So before we go back to our illustrious attorney and our friends at First Liberty, Wendy, kind of walk me through how you've been praying and what you've been doing.
You know, so I've been involved in pro-life work in various ways since 1981. The early 1990s, you know, I've been, you know, out at the abortion clinics and just out there trying to give alternatives and to any mothers who are on their way in and feel like they don't have any other choices besides an abortion. And so my goal has always been to just be out there and give them, you know, written information about the procedure of abortion so they're completely aware of that, but more importantly, to give them information about all the alternatives and just have a conversation with them, you know, because a lot of times women feel like they don't have another option. And they feel like they don't know where to go, you know, if they need some kind of help. And so when I'm out there, my goal is to, first of all, just share the love of the Lord with them, and to also just give them information about other places where they could get help and where they could, you know, not be forced or feel forced because of whatever their circumstances are, into making a choice that will alter their life for the rest of their life, and or make that choice that will obviously end the life of their child.
Wendy, we've done this program a long time, and if you will excuse me, and if I'm asking an embarrassing question, I will apologize in advance. But I got a few questions that I want to ask, all right? And it's just kind of a little list of things that I've got here. Are you ready, Wendy? And these are pretty simple, yes or no. Do you wear camouflage?
No.
Do you carry a weapon?
No.
Do you have a bullhorn screaming unkind things to these ladies?
Absolutely not.
Keith, would you like to add anything to my list here for just a minute?
Are you on their private property?
No. Public sidewalk.
Keith?
Did somebody, like, from the state, or, I mean, somebody walk up to you in a uniform and say, look, ma'am, we want you to stop talking what you're talking about? I mean, how did that come about?
Well, here's how these laws work, guys. The laws literally make it a crime for Ms. Faustin or others that may want to help women outside of an abortion facility. They make it a crime for her to walk up to this woman and hand her a piece of paper. Say a piece of paper that he has information about alternatives to abortion on it, and maybe a hotline they can call to talk to other women in the same position and get some help. That is literally a crime under these laws.
Now, what if
it would be a crime for Ms. Faustin to walk up to someone outside of an abortion facility and say, you know, there are. Alternatives to what you're thinking about doing, and there are a lot of people that care about you and would like to help you, and I can tell you about that if you'd like me to.
So if it was a football game,
under these laws, that's literally a crime.
If it was a football game and I walked up to you and I said, hey, you're cheering the wrong team, you need my team, it would be okay? Is it just concerning this abortion issue and at abortion facilities?
If these laws say had been enacted to hinder an anti-war protester, these same laws, they would have been struck down immediately. You know, if they had been enacted to hinder, say, a union member who was picketing outside his employer's facility, they'd be struck down immediately. But these laws were hindered very clearly they were enacted very clearly to hinder women like Ms. Faustin, who are outside of abortion facilities and just want to help the women that are going in and offer them an alternative to what they're about to do.
Roger, let me dive into a couple of things, because I just feel like I've been slimed on. Keith and I talked about this the last couple of weeks. If you've ever seen the slime shows, and in fact, they do some football broadcasting, and the people from the slime shows get slimed, Keith.
Oh.
I just feel like the government in these cases are trying to slime us, okay? But we're not going to let that happen, because we've got people like First Liberty. Wendy, I need to ask you a question. What drives you? What helps you understand what I said earlier? In this world, there will be tribulation. Not maybe, there will be. But I have overcome the world. How do you stand up through the pressure of these unbelievable politicians?
You know, I think when I became aware of the abortion issue, and I just, you know, I think I was sort of blissfully in the dark, you know, prior to getting some more information in the early 80s, and it was after Roe versus Wade, and I just knew somebody needed to stand up for the unborn as well as their moms. You know, this is such a devastating decision for a woman to make, and I know people who have had abortions, and just the regret that they live with. I just felt like somebody has to be out there to offer that alternative, at least offer that alternative. And I don't know what to say. I just can't not do it. I just know that I need to be out there.
Well, I'm going to give you a resource if you got your pencil there, or if you're smartphone people like Keith and I. We're in our 70s. Keith is blind, and so he's got a phone that's so smart, he tells them what to do, and he tells him their opinion. Look up the name Tricia Goyer. Tricia Goyer, G-O-Y-E-R. She's a novelist, now lives in Little Rock, Arkansas, but married a pastor's boy after she had had, I think, two abortions and one child in that she did have. And she will, believe me, through her writings and what she's doing, will pat you on the back. Roger, let me ask a question. Which legislative body did this in Colorado?
Well, I'm sure Colorado follows the same procedures all the other states. They have a vote in their legislature, and then their executive will sign it into law. And let me give you an example here of how this statute would function. The way it's written, I mean, someone could approach another person outside an abortion facility and say, you know, I agree with abortion. You know, I think it's a good thing, and that should be fine under these statutes. But if that same person were to approach that other same person outside the same facility, right, and say, you know, I disagree with abortion, I think that's a bad thing, that could be considered a form of protest. And under this law, because that could be considered a form of protest, that would be a crime. You know, that is abhorrent to basic free speech doctrine. And yet, that is, on their face, what these statutes can do. And it needs to end.
If I walked up and down the sidewalk with a sign that said, you know, there is an alternative, ladies, whatever, is that come under the same statute, or does the person have to speak to a young lady?
The difficulty with the statute, or one of the difficulties, is you cannot approach someone within 8 feet of that person, either to speak with them, to educate them about anything, or to counsel them about anything. You're required to basically stand there that far away and try to have a conversation with them, or try to hand them something from a distance away. It's basically like saying, yeah, you can engage in sign language here, but you have to hold your hands behind your back.
It effectively
shuts down, you know, any real opportunity for engagement for sidewalk counselors. And that's what it was intended to do.
Well, let me tell you something, folks. We've sat here and we have watched this administration. We've watched the country from a standpoint. We just talked about it this morning, Roger and Wendy. The small voices are shouting at us like a bullhorn, but there are thousands, as you heard in our opening, like kids across America. But you want to bring up woke or cancel or transgender, some young man can't wear a shirt that says there's only two genders, all these type of things. We must have the support of people like First Liberty, Roger, and Wendy. We're going to do something, because we didn't get to pray this morning before we started. We were off our trip from Kids Across America. But I'm going to ask Keith to pray for you right now before we leave, for you personally, for God to surround you and for First Liberty as he guides our steps. Look, they parted the sea, Keith. Children of Israel walked across on dry land.
Amen.
Elijah called the prophets down from Baal, and he said, where is your God? Mm-hmm. And then Jezebel chased him. One lady. And he said, wait a minute, didn't you just defeat the prophets of Baal?
Well,
so we want to make sure, as Wendy is out there defeating the prophets of Baal, we don't let the voice of the world drown her out and the support that we can give Roger and Wendy. Can you pray for us?
Absolutely, I'll do. And I just got one quick question, Roger, before I pray. Is this just a Colorado thing, or is this a type of thing happening in other states?
Well, this lawsuit is challenging the statute in Colorado and a very, very similar ordinance in the city and county of Denver, and also a Supreme Court precedent that has upheld those 20 years ago.
Okay.
But there are similar what are called bubble laws in places around the country.
All right. Well, let's
Hang on just one quick second. Roger, are you with Cooper and Kirk, or are you with First Liberty Direct?
I'm senior counsel for First Liberty Institute.
Oh, gee.
Cooper and Kirk is an outstanding law firm that is our lead counsel for this matter.
Before he prays, how do you let somebody?
We're very privileged to work with Chuck Cooper and David Thompson and John Ohlendorf on this.
Well, I have a quick question. How do you people like Mike Berry? They survive your organization all right?
You're going to have to give me another question. I don't quite understand what you're talking about.
One of your attorneys, Mr. Berry.
At First Liberty.
Yeah, Mike's a great attorney.
Yeah, he's real good, but he's an Ohio State fan.
So that negates him right here at this table.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. All right, Roger and Wendy, let's go.
Mike's one of our best attorneys, and we're fortunate to have him.
There you go. Let's go to the Lord this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, first of all, we speak Jesus' name over Wendy, Roger, First Liberty, the Cooper folks, everybody involved in this situation. And, Lord, we come against the principle of Satan that would kill, steal, and destroy, and come against what is right and what is good and what is just very important in life's chain. And, Lord, we know that you created us all, and that, Father, none should perish under this kind of situation. And we just ask you to undertake in it. Lord, make the miracle abound and that people will scratch their head and say, I don't understand. But by that, Wendy, Roger, and the rest of those involved will understand, as we thank you in advance for what you're going to do in this case to right the wrongs that are done by man. And we speak Jesus this morning, Father, and we thank you, for we know that you listen and we know that you are the God of miracles. We understand that you can turn this around in a moment. And we thank you for people like First Liberty. We thank you for people like Wendy that is trying to do what they need to do. And, Lord, we just wrap them with your spirit, wrap them with your safety. And, Lord, we're going to rejoice already because the battle has been won. In Jesus' name, amen.
Roger, closing comment?
No, we just really appreciate you having us on. And, you know, something did occur to me. You recall that Dr. King said years ago that, you know, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And he was right. Well, that same principle applies to free speech.
Yep.
You know, if the government can shut down pro-life advocacy in public, if it can shut down that message and shut down these people, then it can shut down anybody. Mm-hmm. Well, so it needs to end, and it needs to end here.
We need people like you. Please keep up what you're doing. People, you can go to their website, First Liberty, and I believe First Liberty's .com or .org, which are you?
It's firstliberty.org. So First Liberty, all spelled out, firstliberty.org.
Very good.
Wendy, before we let you go, your closing comments, and you got new friends in Branson, Missouri, people listening all over that be praying for you. Do not become weary in well-doing. Your closing comments, Wendy?
Just thank you so much for the opportunity to discuss what's been going on and the opportunity to explain about what I do and also, you know, the case. I just appreciate so much the opportunity.
Well, there's a song, He Could Have Called 10,000 Angels. So the next time you're standing out there, just remember you got a bunch of angels right around you. No matter what the government tries to say, you're saving a precious life that God, through his son Jesus Christ, have all worked together, Keith, mm-hmm. to create. Wendy, keep up what you're doing.
Absolutely, Wendy.
All right, thank you.
Roger, thank you, Roger.
Roger, thank you.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Talk to you next time.